This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The 2014 NFL season began on Thursday with the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks beating the Green Bay Packers. So far, so good. But history is not on Seattle's side. Over the last 15 years, only one franchise has repeated as champions. Here to tell us whether the Seahawks can buck that trend is Only a Game's resident clairvoyant, also known as Seattle Times columnist Jerry Brewer. Jerry, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I forgot how right I've been in the past.
Well, don't ever do that. Only forget when you've been wrong. Anyway, given how hard it is to win one Super Bowl, let alone two, what prompted you to write recently, failure to do so would be a disappointment?
This Seahawk team was the youngest team in NFL history to win a Super Bowl. They're hungry. They have a quarterback who has yet to reach his prime. Even that Russell Wilson's not even close to his peak as a football player. Marshawn Lynch, their star running back, is still in his prime. And then the one thing that you can never account for is the grit and determination that they have as a football team. And they celebrated the Super Bowl like any team celebrates a Super Bowl, but I'll never forget, just 30 minutes after they won, there were people in the locker room talking about, we're going to do this again.
Among the believers, the Green Bay Packers have to be counted. They lost 36-16 on Thursday night to Seattle. I'm sure they think Seattle's going to be dominant this year.
Yeah, I thought they were very impressed. Aaron Rodgers, who is the best quarterback in the NFL, in my opinion, he basically just said, this is the Seattle Seahawks. They have a great defense. They can do this to opponents, especially at home. I mean, I would expect this Green Bay team to win 10, 11, maybe even 12 football games, and Seattle just ran over them.
In a single post-game interview after last year's NFC Championship, cornerback Richard Sherman went from being largely unknown to being one of the faces of the league, and now he's on the cover of Madden NFL 15, the video game, which I understand is quite a distinction. How have Sherman and the rest of the Seahawks reacted to his celebrity?
They've had a lot of fun with it. You know, they have a way in the locker room of keeping Richard Sherman humble by cracking jokes on some of the things that he does. Actually, Pete Carroll says that he had the best off season that he's had in his entire NFL career. The problem with Richard Sherman now is there's not a lot of passes thrown his way. He went the entire Green Bay game without a single pass thrown his way. So he's just kind of on an island there, just hanging out with whatever wide receiver he's covering. And he might have to get used to that, because if Aaron Rodgers has said, I don't even want to mess with it, I'm not even going to throw the ball in his area, what are some of the bad quarterbacks in the NFL going to do?
Jerry, the last two times we've had you on the program, you have correctly predicted the future as far as the Seahawks are concerned. So no pressure, but what will it be this year?
I see the Seahawks winning 13 games again, maybe 14, and I want to see New England and how improved the Denver Broncos are before we start declaring whether they're going to win the Super Bowl again, but they're going to go back in the big game in February.
I can't believe you came up with such a cowardly response. Come on, push it through to the end.
I'll say this, Denver or New England, they're going to have to be exceedingly better than they were a year ago in order to beat the Seahawks. This is their time. They're going to have an opportunity to do what the Patriots did, win three Super Bowls in a four-year span. I would be surprised if the Seahawks don't repeat, knowing that it hasn't been done in the NFL in a decade.
Jerry Brewer is a columnist for the Seattle Times. Jerry, thank you for being such a good sport, and thank you for speaking with me.
Anytime.